Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, Jared Hayne is back in Australia. His ex-teammate Chris Sandow's got a big mouth and a small future. And the Aussie cricket team thrashed the West Indies in much quicker time than they did 20 years ago. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Good afternoon, good evening. We're back from our hiatus. It's Full Credit to the Boys. You can get us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I'm Late Mailman at Late Mailman on Twitter. And with me, former legend at former_legend. That was the voice.
Back from the ashes. I'm back from the ashes, mate. I was shot. I had no voice at all.
Did you have was it Darren Lockyer-itis?
Yeah, it was worse than Darren Lockyer-itis. It was
Tommy Ronicitis.
I would say Marcel Marceau-itis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it was gone. But much like the champion that you would imagine I am, I've come back from the dead.
Yes, good.
And shout out to the people who said that they were hoping that the laryngitis would spread to my Twitter account as well. So
yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, you can maintain your tweets, but when you do a podcast and the only thing that's vital is that you have a voice.
Yeah.
Kind of tough.
Yeah.
Kind of soft at the same time,
shout out to Gus Gould, who abused me on Twitter the other day.
Did he?
Yeah. Remember how I tweeted?
It's a badge of honour for you, isn't it? Have you added that now to the
No, well, he hasn't blocked me.
He hasn't blocked you, yeah.
And I quite admire him for not blocking me.
Right, right.
I remember how I messaged you the other day and said, geez, Gus seems a bit churlish today on the telecast.
Yeah.
I messaged you.
Yeah, well, where did you get my number, by the
way? About a half hour later, he told me I had nothing better to do and to go away. So,
did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, that just perpetuated the insinuation that he was indeed cranky that day. Just maybe not with Yvonne. Let's do the news. All right, Origin 2. You love it, don't you?
Yeah.
Origin 2. It's only what, 24 hours away? Well, yes. Let's face it, it's not going to kick off at exactly this time, but we'll get to that shortly. In fact, this might be a good chance to let our listeners know that there's going to be a bonus podcast this week. Origin
bonus
preview.
For your listening pleasure.
Happy days. So yeah. Get into that. It should just be above this one or below. Depends on which way iTunes do it, but it'll be in the same list as
Clive,
the podcast you're listening to
which
right
way?
Now.
Which way, Clive?
Up or down, Clive? Under or over?
He's doing push-ups.
Jesus Christ. Segment one, Origin 2. Cooper Cronk is out. Ailey Cherry Evans is in.
Mm.
Brett Morris is in.
Mm.
Paul Gallen is in. For Daniel Tupou and I, to be honest, an unlucky Andrew Fifita.
Mm.
There's rain expected. What are you thinking about it? Without getting into too much
detail. We won't get too much detail.
And I'll like stomping on our whole preview podcast.
What I will say is I'm loving that Gallen is taking the heat off the halves by coming out with an outlandish statement every day to piss the Queenslanders off.
Did you see this press conference everyone was talking about today?
No, tell me.
Well, everyone was all over Twitter pretty much raving that it was the best press conference they'd ever seen or heard. Yeah, well, it was all right.
Right.
I mean, he came out and called Queensland a bunch of grubs and said that Daly Cherry Evans is going to be under the most pressure and everyone was applauding his honesty, which I guess you could say he was honest, but I don't know. It wasn't the best press conference I've ever seen.
Right, okay.
But anyway, you can probably check it out on the internet.
I think he's been very clever, but I think he's taken a lot of heat out of his 6 and 7.
Well, he's got to do something to earn his place there, doesn't he?
Well,
because it's not like he's got the runs on the board.
Mm.
Not this year.
Oh, not this year.
Not this year. I mean, you can't just say, like, yeah, he's got Origin runs on the board. Don't get me wrong. But you can't just say that he could have just walked in back in the way he did. Well, I guess Brett Morris did too, but Brett Morris is a hero.
Mm.
A wing hero.
Mm.
Yeah, if there is such a thing. A bit of oxymoron on that.
I mean, what's he replaced? He's replaced old mate Tupou.
The guy who's supposed to jump over everyone and didn't.
Probably doesn't give a rat's ass. He's not even playing by the looks of things.
He has 10 different expressions and they all look exactly the same.
Much like Wayne Bennett.
He's like that Labrador meme where it's like the 10 moods of a Labrador and it's just the same photo over and over. That's Daniel Tupou.
After one try, after two tries. Yes,
that's right. NRL over the weekend, the Tigers returned to obvious title favouritism, really.
Well done, Clive.
Yeah, that was exceptional editorialising there, Clive. Beating former greats, Souths. Oh, I should really read this through before we go through. That was good, Clive. Former greats, South. 34-6. They ran away with it in the end, didn't they?
Smoked them.
Absolutely. Smoked the Roosters.
Speaking of running away, what about Luke Brooks running past Alex Johnson?
Yeah.
And
Martin Tapau blasting Alex Johnson out of the park. They were about the only two things I actually saw in that game. I only had one eye on it. I was
very, very special. Very special.
And everyone reckons Alex Johnson should be in Origin.
I was one.
Interesting. Yeah, you were. I was not. Roosters beat the Warriors in the Roger Tuivasa Sheck Cup. 25-21. That was good.
Tough score to pick.
25-21. Yeah. Pick the score on the old footy tab would have been paying a trillion million.
Can someone tweet us? They still do that. Pick the actual score. That used to be the big thing.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, but I think back in footy tab days, there was only pretty much pick the winner and pick the score.
Yeah,
it was very limited betting.
Yeah, I think margins was the big
thing. Yeah. The Gold Coast beat the Dogs 28-14. Bit of an empty stadium, but we'll get to that later on in the show. Mm. That was the only tip I got right this whole week. Would you believe that?
You got the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
I got a multi up.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very well done.
But two legs of that was AFL.
Was that our syndicate or was that one you did on your own?
If you want in, it's a buy-in fee.
Okay. And last night, the Para beat the Storm in the 2009 Grand Final replay with a rematch, as it were.
Rematch
reversed winners, I suppose.
Without any of the players there from that game.
Yeah.
And without the same result.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
So it was basically just the same jerseys running about.
Mm.
In AFL over the weekend, the Sydney Swans are into second place with a bullet. Mm. Their latest win over North Melbourne, just behind Freo, who seem to have taken their foot off the gas a little bit.
Mm.
I blame Nat Fyfe or Hayden Ballantyne because they're the only two Freo players I know.
I think you got two on me too as well.
And the GWS Giants have dropped to fifth place after losing to Eddie Wood. Collingwood.
Yes.
Eddie Wood. Well done, Clive. You're doing well today, mate. It must be this new fitness regime.
GWS have been smashed by injuries too. Mumford is now out for the season.
Yes, but don't they have a bottomless pit of youths? Isn't this the whole thing about
there's only so many big ruckmen around like him.
Mumford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to miss him.
Yeah, there's not many of him. He's about three of their normal players.
Yeah, so...
He's a big man, mate.
He may be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. It's a shame because they were having that. I think they've got seven wins, and everyone reckoned that was how many they were going to get
for the year. Yeah.
So will they get a few more?
Yeah.
For the year, I hope they do. It's been good to see him go well. And finally, in the news this week, we return to our one true love in this podcast, which gymnastics. We just don't get in enough.
What happened this week in the world of gymnastics?
Well, not much, to be honest.
Right.
In this instance, it's our own young Frank Lowy prodigy.
Right.
Australia's own Nadia Comaneci, I think it'd be a fair way to call him. Daily Cherry Evans.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did his...
Very tough movie, mate.
Did his 845-kilometre backflip. one of the most anticipated and perfectly executed moves we've seen in sport for some time. In a non-Olympic year as well.
I don't know about you, but I gave it a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, there'd be a zero for surprise in the end.
Yeah, except for the Titans, it seems.
Oh, yeah.
They look like they'd been woken up in the middle of the night. Poor bastards. I should say, though, full credit to Graham Mannersley. That's full credit to the boy. Graham Mannersley, he handled himself really well in the presser.
And you know who's a revelation?
He's a very rushed, immediate presser.
You know who's a revelation in the media? Neil Henry.
Yeah.
He just tells it how it is.
He was on Triple M on the weekend.
Dave Taylor.
Yeah.
Sensational.
And basically said the only reason he's still in the team is because he's got a contract.
He's got ink on contract.
I love that a contract actually means something for once.
Oh, that must be ironic considering he just had ink on contract with Cherry Evans too.
Andrew Johns said on, I think it was either the Rush Hour or Monday Night Footy on Triple M last night, that he said, if I was his coach, I would just shake him. I'd just shake him and say, Dave, what are you doing? Don't kick.
Look in the mirror.
You're running at Luke Brooks. Like, don't kick when you get to Luke Brooks.
Wasn't that the brain explosion from hell?
Substitute time. Now, this is where we get a current sporting story, and we leave a bit of a blank at the end of the line. And then we get a little bit creative, get to be a little bit funny, if we've thought about it, which I haven't, so bear with me this week. Our first one. Gold Coast Titans, on the topic of. Gold Coast Titans Aiden Caesar is on report. Gold Coast Titans Aiden Caesar on report for swearing shows what?
Shows that Aiden Caesar is the biggest danger to the careers of Rodney Roode and Kevin Bloody Wilson. I mean, very good. What's that about?
I said Gold Coast Titans Aiden Caesar on report for swearing shows he really wanted Daly Cherry Evans at the club. He's just cranky. He's just got fire in the belly. I don't know.
I tweeted out during the week that if that was in my day, Wiz Freeman would just be coming up for parole for the amount of swearing he did. And Glenn Munsey jumped on top of me and said, oh, yeah? Well, Craig Coleman would have went to the chair for what he used to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seen Tugger the other day. Going good, too.
Number two, Jared Hayne is back in Australia and driving a car loaned by Nick Politis. We can deduce that
Uncle Nick thinks Jared can be bought with a Toyota Kluger.
Yeah.
Now, surely, if you want to buy Jared Hayne, which is obviously what Nick's trying to do.
Yeah.
You'd be thinking Maserati, Ferrari.
I'd have thought so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought Toyota Kluger really. Yeah. Well, what I had was Jared Hayne is back in Australia and driving a car loaned by Nick Politis. We can deduce that the Roosters are no longer affiliated with City Ford.
Yeah, now there's another thing.
Classic. City Ford.
What's going
on
there?
That was the whole. That used to be the thing.
Says more. Yes, more often.
Because Ford's had really big boots.
Right. With lots of paper bags.
Yeah, so, oh well, we'll wait and see. I mean, they've got a little bit of cash to throw around because they are the Roosters.
I was going
to
say, when
because
have they
are the Roosters.
When have they not?
It'd be interesting to see Jared Hayne in a jersey other than the Eels, wouldn't it?
Now, the Broncos Tri-colors? Have got the Thoroughbreds as their high and mighty members. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know.
And our mate, BJ O'Rosenberg.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the upper echelons of the Roosters. Are they called the Cox or the Giant Cox or something?
Yes, what's their COQ?
Yeah, right.
It's a fancier cock.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see whether Jared Hayne, whether he actually comes back, whether he makes that top 50 odd that he needs to at the 49ers or whether he does come back to the land of the lovely.
We may get a guest on maybe next week.
Okay.
Who knows quite a lot about how Jared Hayne's travelling.
Okay, news to me, but sounds good.
Clive?
Make it happen.
No, not
people.
You idiot.
Our next one, Chris Sando said that Brett Arthur should stop stifling him and let him play his natural game. If that happens,
Brett Arthur will be quickly familiar with hard drugs.
I said, if that happens, then we'll see 20 good minutes from the Eels each week.
And 60 brain explosions.
Yeah.
Oh.
He tried a little bit of, I was going to say haphazard, but
he signed his own death warrant, didn't he?
Footy last night. A few people on Twitter were, oh my God, he's back, he's back, he's playing fantastic. And then suddenly, oh, we hate
Oops.
Sando. We hate Sando.
I didn't get to watch that game, but yeah. Okay.
I had one eye on it. And you wouldn't believe it.
Is that a Jack Newton?
I missed probably the last half hour or so, and I just looked up when full time blew, and I was like, what the hell happened? The Eels were in front.
Yeah.
I don't know how they won that game.
They stopped.
I do not know.
I kept checking. I was doing something else, and it was back and forth from what I could see. Number four. I'll do this. You can do first.
Okay.
Des Hasler lost his shit with Lara Pitt. It would seem blank.
That he learnt nothing from the Peter Peters, you're a bit of all right, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, incident.
What about that incident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Megan Barnard.
Stay classy.
Yeah.
Des Hasler lost his shit with Lara Pitt. It would seem that poor Dez's eyesight is going and he's confused Beck Wilson with Lara.
I thought you were going to say he confused Lara Pitt with a Parramatta dressing room door.
I was going to say Denny Widler, but anyway.
Number five, Ben Ross snaps his arm during arm wrestle on Footy Show. Ben Ross should
invest in a left-handed mouse.
Yeah. Have you seen the wash-up of this? Like, the thing he's had inserted into his
it's
arm?
Terrible. It's terrible. I wasn't watching the Footy Show, but I was on Twitter at the time, funnily enough, and quickly there was people putting up replays. Oh, it was crook, wasn't it?
I had Ben Ross should stay away from Wendell Saylor. Why would you get into a competition with that guy?
Or Queenslanders in general.
Yeah, Queenslanders. He is a Queenslander, though, I think.
No, didn't. Talas belted him.
Yeah, I think he is a Queenslander.
Is he?
He played Origin in
Let's move on then.
A couple of games. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Please. Correct us, one of us, at Late Mailman, at former underscore legend. Did Ben Ross play for Queensland? Number six, this summer, the Aussie cricket team play the Windies in 3 test matches. Are you kidding me? This is... if you've got tickets to these games, you should blank.
If you've got tickets to these games, you should learn how to smuggle rum into a cricket ground.
Interesting. I've gone on the same angle. I said, if you've got tickets to these games, you should stay where you have your pre-match beers.
Well, what about if you've got tickets to these games, you should plan a couple of games of golf on day 4 and day 5.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it. All right, time for a new segment here on Full Credit to the Boys. If you're enjoying us, by the way, at FCTTB_podcast. There you go. Just give us a quick little bit of love. At @former_legend, @latemailman. This one is called the top five. So what we're going to do here is we're going to get this old chocolate wheel I found on the council cleanup the other day.
Good work.
It's good. I had to put an extra few nails in there and a new leather little tick-ticky thing. But
is that the technical term?
Yeah, the leather tick-ticky thing. but it works. It all works. Right. And it's only got probably about, what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's only got about 8 different sort of segments on there at the moment, so I'm going to have to interchange them after we've used them all.
Okay.
But that's all right. So what I'm going to do is give this wheel a spin.
Yes.
And we're going to come up with this week's top five. Here we go. Top five NRL myths.
Wow.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. So number five, my myth, top five NRL myths. Number five for me, Brad Arthur.
Okay.
He's lauded by the media. And to this point in time, I haven't seen him do anything that would indicate that he's a great coach.
I heard someone during the week, someone who's worked with him in recent years.
Right.
I won't give away the person who it was. They said he's not exactly a brilliant tactician or an innovator as far as a coach goes, but he's a strong personality that people gravitate towards.
Right.
And that's where his allure comes from, apparently.
Usually, whenever Parramatta pay big bucks for someone, it never works out well. So
he hasn't that, for a while.
That may be an indication.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, they paid big bucks for Jared Hayne, and he left.
For mine anyway, I'll just say the jury is well and truly out.
Yeah, I mean, he started well, beat his old club, and then it kind of just went downhill from there, really, didn't it?
And he has got a fair team. I know he's lost Jared Hayne, but he has got a fair team, and I would have expected more to
he's
this point
he's got a good
time.
Enough team, I would say. Top five NRL myths. My first one, I think, is going to be Titans crowd figures.
Yes.
Or just Titans crowds. Let's go with Titans crowds. 10,000 plus for Sunday's game.
What about that?
That was the official. It was like 10,500 and something.
It's the greatest lie in history. I want that bloke to do my tax.
They had to get it up into five figures, didn't they? Mate, it was battling to be 5,000.
I was going to say, why didn't they open the gates? But I think they did.
Yeah. It was fair dinkum as if they had, like, they were trying their very hardest to keep people away.
I don't know whether you know, Hoodie, where that joint is, it's in the middle of suburbia.
Yeah, Robina, right?
Yeah. It's in the middle of suburbia. There's no parking. You've got to, so you're not going to get walk-ups.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go to the footy.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, you're going to need, your crowd are all going to be committed to going to the footy.
Yeah, that's
2 hours
right.
prior.
Yeah.
Not walk-ups, you know, like, well, you get past suburban grounds and things like that. You can always walk in and have a look.
Yeah. So yeah, 10,000 plus for Sunday's game, I call bullshit. Your next one.
This one, Parramatta fans are going to kill me this week.
Yeah.
William Hopewadi.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I like Will. I think he's a good fella, from what I've been told anyway. And I actually don't mind his old man, probably because you don't want to be on the wrong side of him.
Apparently the strongest man in the world. Like, everyone's talking about how strong Wendell is. Apparently, John Hopewadi is one of the strongest men in the world.
All I'll say is that I've got mates that trained with him when he was boxing.
Yeah.
He is a machine.
Wow.
Yeah. But I don't think he'd cover Marty Tapau. Tapau.
Yeah. I digress, though.
Go on. So, the bloke's won $800,000 a year for a good year that he had,
is that,
what, 3 years ago?
Is that what he's on? I'd forgotten.
That's the rumour.
Yeah.
And he got picked for State of Origin.
Yeah.
And, in my opinion, was blessed that Tupou played a bad game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think he would have been there either.
Bad is not a word, but yeah, that's...
Badder.
Yes.
Why?
No, I think you're right.
He's nodding. Badder.
It was basically going to be who played worse on the wing for New South Wales, wasn't it, as to who got dropped for Brett Morris, assuming he was coming back. I like William Hobart. I think maybe he needs to be surrounded by the right players and isn't at the moment. Yeah. Maybe that's the thing. Because that year, that 2011 year he played for Manly, he was on fire.
A freak.
On fire.
So was Benny Barber.
Yeah, I mean, everyone can have a good year, can't they?
Yeah.
Chris Sando had a couple of weeks, I think, when he signed with Parramatta. Yeah, on the topic of Parramatta, we probably should have had a think about some of these ones before we just brainstormed them. My number two is Anthony Watmo.
See you later, all you Parramatta fans. Ta-da. thanks for tuning
stay
in.
Stay with us, Parramatta fans.
We'll try and stir it up somewhere.
We're having a bit of a go at them, but you can have a go at us. At Late Mailman, at @former_legend. We do read all our tweets, whether we reply to them or not. We do read them all. So you can unleash. And if you do, I'll just mute you, but whatever.
Including you, feel good.
Anthony Watmo, he's left Manly and was going to be the saviour over at Parramatta, I believe.
Yeah.
That's how we were led to be believed. He's one of the premier back rowers in the game. He's gone from one of the premier back rowers in the game to oblivion in a very short space of time.
The startling thing that came out, maybe it was last week, Hoodie.
What, that he retired from Origin football?
No, that wasn't startling. The startling thing for me was, and surely Parramatta fans were a bit worried with this, he said he felt tired after 13 rounds.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And that was after a game where he'd run 45 metres or something.
Sorry? Tired? 13 rounds?
Yeah.
600 a year? Yeah. Tired?
Is it only 600 a year? I think it's well more than that.
Well, depending on who you listen to.
Yeah.
But I understand there's a bit of make-up pay from Manly, but...
Make-up pay as in like Botox.
They've got him a deal there as well. Right, I'm going to toss a coin here.
Okay.
For the last one.
I'll toss. You call. Ready?
Heads.
Heads it is.
Ah, shit. All right. I've got four. Will I go him, her, or him?
It's all you, my friend.
All right. I'm going to go him.
Okay.
My number one is Corey Parker.
Okay.
Without Supercoach.
Yes.
Would he be the name that he is?
Interesting. He's solid.
That's what I reckon. I reckon he'd be known as a solid first grader.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Supercoach stardom.
That's just what he was for ages. He just was a solid first grader. I don't think he was ever destined to play Origin or Tests. I don't think I ever really had that on his in his future, like in my instinct, but yeah, that's an interesting point.
So, all our listeners, if you agree, disagree, let us know.
I'd like to know some of their NRL myths.
I would love to have put
Give us a tweet at @FCTTB_podcast, @former_legend, and @LateMailman. Let us know your NRL myths. Twitter challenge time. This is where we get the person on Twitter we've been assigned to get a follow and a reply from. I assigned former legend Sally Fitzgibbons. She's @Sally_Fitz. And he, in turn, gave me the unenviable task of getting a reply and a follow from @ShaneWarne. You might have heard of him. So each week we try to get a little bit of a nibble from them.
Nothing.
And each week we get very little. How'd you go this week?
Well, I had two cracks because we're away for a fortnight and I spent 2 or 3 days in bed anyway.
Right.
So the first one, Erin Molan and Sally did a promo down at Bondi Beach.
They did. They launched her partnership with Piping Hot.
So I decided I'd...
Sponsors are just clamoring over one another to get to
it's
her.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I decided I'd jump in on that tweet, include both of them, and hope.
Yeah, because Erin Molan quite likes you, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It's the mullet.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a good judge of a mullet. So they wrote something and they posted up a photo. So I wrote, @Erin Molan, @SallyFitz, sorry to have missed that. Would have been nice to be down there with the mullet blowing around in the Bondi breeze.
Speaking of mullets, there you go.
And got a favourite.
From?
Erin.
And what did your second one say?
Okay, so then me and Clive went and had a few beers the other day.
Yes.
And
thanks
for
the invite, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't go to the places you go to.
Okay. Where were you, Stonewall?
Phoenix, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So I was talking to Clive and I said, do you think you could put something together on Photoshop?
Okay.
And put a mullet on Trent? So I don't know if you've seen this photo.
Oh, yeah.
Clive did me a solid and put a mullet on Trent.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Clive.
Good work, Clive. Clive picked a side and he's on my posse.
And what do you say?
And so we put up the photo and then I wrote, being an old-fashioned front rower at Trent Merrin, have you ever considered a mullet? Your thoughts at Sally Fitz?
Nice. And?
Nah.
Anything?
Nothing.
Anything from anyone?
Nothing. Oh, favourites and retweets from my loyal followers and God love them. Thank you very much. But from the power couple, nothing.
I wonder if Sally underscore Fitz's social media person saw the tweet. Do you reckon they see them all?
Oh, I don't know, man. But for the work that Clive put into that.
I don't think a single soul saw this tweet from me this week.
I saw it. You know what I thought when I saw it? Oh, it sounds like the wind's out of your sails here.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, he's into this. Yeah. There's a lot of talk about the Ashes coming up.
Do you know what I reckon?
And that Ryan Harris is going
to... This was your first tweet to him.
Yeah.
This might have been the game.
Yeah, you could be right.
Problem is, you got priors.
Yeah. Ryan Harris has got to fit in somewhere amongst a slew of fast bowlers who have just skittled the West Indies.
Yes.
So who do they drop? Shane Warne will have an idea. I said, doing fantasy Ashes, Shane Warne. I'm not. Total codswallop.
Is there such a thing?
Probably. Doing fantasy Ashes at Shane Warne. Does Hazelwood make way for Harris? The Rhino has to be in there somewhere, right? I use nicknames sort of to be down with him.
Nothing.
Like crickets, like from the whole stratosphere.
Really?
Yeah.
The invisible tweet.
No one gave me a... I feel defeated right now.
Why don't you do that same tweet again, but just all in capitals?
You're like I'm yelling at
him. Yeah.
Hey, Shane Warne.
Hello.
Any suggestions, any tips, at former underscore legend, at late mailman, probably give me the tips if you got some first, because I'm just...
Well, you were up on top of the world a couple of weeks ago, backing yourself as favourite to win this comp.
I was just talking street, talking tough. Our weekly full credit to the boys awards. This is where we sort of give a bit of a nod to someone who's made us... Maybe crack a little smile this week. That's about as far as I get with them. But we divvy them up into two categories, amateur and celebrity. Someone who's enjoyed us or we've enjoyed their company on Twitter this week.
Yes. So my amateur was a regular that I quite like, actually, at Joe Davola 76.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Joe Davola. Yeah,
Crazy Joe Davola.
Yeah.
Who were talking about the crowd at Robina Stadium the other day.
Oh, yes.
And he wrote... DCE must be crapping himself about those two booing him in the next few weeks.
Nice. Nice. Your celebrity?
Darcy Lussick.
Parramatta, again.
Yes. But on this one, it's quite funny.
The Parramatta. Welcome back to the Parramatta podcast.
So
anti-Parramatta podcast.
This is in reference to Caesar getting charged for swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so Darcy Lussick tweeted Peetsy, Nathan Peets, and said... I hope they put you on report for when you swear at me on the field. It's not really that nice.
And Nathan Peets is now lying in a hospital bed going, I don't give a shit what you think, Darcy Lussick.
And Darcy Lussick on his way to Manly,
Yes. This week, my amateur was a guy called At Black Jesus.
All right.
As in Jesus Noir, Black Jesus.
Oh, I thought that might have been Kanye West or something.
The Jesus. So, this is in reference to the NBA Finals.
Oh, if only people could see your head when you said Jesus.
I'm just one of the kids, really.
Put your hat on straight.
The NBA Finals, Cleveland v. Golden State. I think it's tied at 3-2 at the moment. Steph Curry's been a massive point of talking during it. So has Dellavedova.
Mm.
So has Bogut. Mm. More today for the fact that he didn't actually get on the court. He didn't actually even get minutes, even a single minute. But something else that's been talked about on social media about the NBA Finals is this. And At Black Jesus said, Steph Curry is getting sick of hearing about how good-looking you think his mum is.
What's that about?
Because she is quite good-looking.
Is she?
And, of course, the cameras love to
Google
cut
that.
To her.
Quick, Google
she's
it.
Dancing. There's people tweeting all about his mum. There's people tweeting all about his wife.
Right.
And then people tweeting about his daughter, which I stayed well away from.
Rolf Harris.
Well away from. But yeah, very good. Enjoyed that one, Black Jesus.
Do you think he's a listener?
Absolutely, like 100% from his home in South Carolina. Yeah. My celebrity this week, remember Riddick Bowe? Riddick Bowe,
yes,
the boxer?
Yes, very good boxer.
Haven't heard the name for probably 20 years, but saw this tweet today and thought, it's enjoyable. He wrote, "They say you are what you eat, but I don't remember eating a fucking legend. That's what's up, Bowe." Yeah. Has a tweet ever punched you in the face?
Wow.
That tweet punched me in the face. It escalated. It was like, "They say you are what you eat, but I don't remember eating a fucking legend."
Steph Curry's mum.
That's what's up, yo.
Steph Curry's mum.
Yeah. So there you go. You can Google whatever you want from that little segment. Hmm. Steph Curry's mum probably at the top of it. Riddick Bowe's tweet. Good fun. Boy sack, mail and feedback time. What do we got this week?
Thanks for all get well messages from everyone. None. Not one.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All the ones saying, "Where's the podcast, you pair of fucking slack pricks?"
Yeah.
And
I said,
"Oh, I'm crook."
Yeah, I went more for the, "Why don't you just drink some tea, mate?" Drink some tea, gargle some salty water.
And a schooner of cement.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back.
So, I got two shout-outs but from two of my followers. I'll just do them quickly.
Okay.
At Christopher, who just said that I'm the best. He gets on Twitter. He says, checks my tweets and then gets off Twitter. He's a lonely man.
That's good.
And another guy, I've never heard of him before, at NinjaPB.
Okay.
Who told the Courier Mail that I inspire him with each podcast.
Wow. There you go.
What's that?
So our listeners aren't just the people who tweet us. That's good.
And NinjaPB, if you're listening, get help.
A few full credits this week as well. Well, because we were off for 2 weeks. Didn't matter though. There was a stack on the weekend alone.
Wasn't it?
First of all, West Tigers coach, Jason Taylor, pretty happy on Friday night.
The way the guys have stayed really tight has been an absolute credit to them.
Had it been hard at training to keep the boys' spirits up through the lean trot?
No, real credit to the guys in the way that they've stayed positive. You know, we've all worked hard on that because there's no other way, you know. A
couple of credits there from Jason Taylor.
A bit of credit, a lot of credit.
Yeah. Not to be outdone, though. His little custodian.
Sensational.
James Teddy Tedesco.
Yes.
Headmaster. Tedescovian. James Tedesco. Couple from him, too.
We worked hard on it during the week, but credit to the boys. Our defence was awesome, and the boys up front really ran hard and created some space for us backs. You know, in the start of the year, we had them in the grind, and then we sort of slipped off in the second half. So we knew we could do that, and you know, the credit to the boys. They did it for 80 minutes.
Oh, he loves it.
They gold.
He absolutely
they
loves
gold.
It.
I actually tweeted him and said he's on the payroll.
Yeah, thank you very much. James Tedesco. Yeah. Happy days. And we also got one. So they were courtesy of at Mick Skian. Thank you very much. At One Eyed Tiger as well told us about Jason Taylor. And at Sash473 told us about James Tedesco. And at John Millwood, a bit of a friend of the show, he's tweeted in a few times as well, said Kai Simon, who's a bit of an Eddie everywhere for the Matildas at the moment. It's the Women's World Cup at the moment. And she's
kind of the poster
girl at the moment. We actually featured her a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Giving a double banger when she was on that Sports Fan Clubhouse show.
Yes.
Happy days.
Just quickly to one of new listeners at the Biggest Tiger. He gets a mention because he's a tiger.
And he's bigger than One Eyed Tiger.
He's the biggest tiger. Who said that we are now on his regular subscription list on iTunes.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Steve Blocker Roach.
Yes. Actually, that's his head.
Yeah.
On the.
Well, he was the biggest tiger, wasn't he? A few more iTunes reviews as well, which is good. Maybe silence is the key. Because we...
Say nothing.
We didn't sit pleading for them for once. Some great iTunes reviews. One from Pete from Oz. Excellent. DPS Socket and also Brett1859. Said something about two boozers on a Tuesday night, which is pretty
reasonable
pretty
judge.
Accurate as well.
Reasonable so judge, yeah.
You can get in there at iTunes, click on the reviews and read them for yourself. There's a good couple of dozen in there now, which is excellent. So there we go. We've got our Origin podcast as well, our Origin preview podcast. Don't forget to catch that one. It's just
around the corner.
Just next or below in the list. Mm. Have a great week. Enjoy sport. We'll see you next week. And get us at former_legend, @latemailman, @FCTTB_podcast.
Go the Blues.